Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a girl called Jenna who went on a driving experience day for teenagers at a racetrack.
Jenna, you went on a driving experience day for teenagers at a racetrack recently. Why?
Well, people often think driving fast cars is for boys. My parents bought my brother a ticket for his birthday. I was so jealous and, as he already drives a car, he said I could take his place. I definitely recommend it. My best friend thought it sounded cool, so she's going to go too.
How did you feel when you arrived at the racetrack?
I waited in reception till everyone who was driving that day arrived. A couple of girls my age and two older teenagers. That was it. Not what I'd expected. But I guess very few people knew about it. I thought I'd get in a car straight away, but there was stuff to do first, which was a pity. My instructor was cool, though. He said he used to be a racing driver.
What did you have to do before driving?
We had to watch a video about staying safe. That's when I realised I had no idea how to drive. I was slightly anxious, but I never considered not doing it like one boy. We were told we'd have a practice session to get used to the car before going out on the track, which I was glad about.
How did you feel out on the track?
Brilliant. The car was automatic, so I didn't have to worry about using lots of controls. It was like those racing computer games. You can't see what's coming next. I've heard there's a game based on that racetrack, actually. The instructor was sitting right next to me and kept telling me to brake when I wanted to speed up. Very annoying.
Were you happy about everything else?
Well, yes and no. I knew the car would be super powerful. That's why I went. I drove for around 10 minutes. It seemed much longer because you concentrate so hard. The only thing was that I was completely exhausted when I finished, just from driving for such a short time.
What would you do differently next time?
If there is a next time, I'd probably do my best to learn what comes next as I was driving so I'd be ready for a corner or a straight bit or whatever. The instructions I was given helped me to understand all the special driving techniques, so I didn't feel I had loads of questions I needed to ask.
Thanks, Jenna.
Now listen again.
Jenna, you went on a driving experience day for teenagers at a racetrack recently. Why?
Well, people often think driving fast cars is for boys. My parents bought my brother a ticket for his birthday. I was so jealous and, as he already drives a car, he said I could take his place. I definitely recommend it. My best friend thought it sounded cool, so she's going to go too.
How did you feel when you arrived at the racetrack?
I waited in reception till everyone who was driving that day arrived. A couple of girls my age and two older teenagers. That was it. Not what I'd expected. But I guess very few people knew about it. I thought I'd get in a car straight away, but there was stuff to do first, which was a pity. My instructor was cool, though. He said he used to be a racing driver.
What did you have to do before driving?
We had to watch a video about staying safe. That's when I realised I had no idea how to drive. I was slightly anxious, but I never considered not doing it like one boy. We were told we'd have a practice session to get used to the car before going out on the track, which I was glad about.
How did you feel out on the track?
Brilliant. The car was automatic, so I didn't have to worry about using lots of controls. It was like those racing computer games. You can't see what's coming next. I've heard there's a game based on that racetrack, actually. The instructor was sitting right next to me and kept telling me to brake when I wanted to speed up. Very annoying.
Were you happy about everything else?
Well, yes and no. I knew the car would be super powerful. That's why I went. I drove for around 10 minutes. It seemed much longer because you concentrate so hard. The only thing was that I was completely exhausted when I finished, just from driving for such a short time.
What would you do differently next time?
If there is a next time, I'd probably do my best to learn what comes next as I was driving so I'd be ready for a corner or a straight bit or whatever. The instructions I was given helped me to understand all the special driving techniques, so I didn't feel I had loads of questions I needed to ask.
Thanks, Jenna.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.